We're not about getting pretty good results. We're about getting amazing results, excellent results, not leaving anything on the table. Just like when you're an athlete, you don't want to leave anything on the field, on the mat, on the court. You don't want to leave anything on the table here in life as well. And we're not just talking about your career and making tons of money. We're also talking about your health and well-being. We're talking about your relationships, most importantly, not leaving anything on the table there, right? Not sacrificing one area of your life for the other, not shortchanging one area of your life for the other. Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic-Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harshaw Jr., and today we're talking about the final piece of the framework, the four-part framework that is Reveal Your Path. This is the exact framework that people inside of my coaching program learn and execute upon. We're helping them. We're walking them through this with a series of worksheets and one-on-one coaching calls, group coaching calls, private community. There's some other bells and whistles there, but this is the actual framework that I'm teaching my clients. I'm giving this to you. And this is the fourth part today. So this was actually a five-part series starting in episode 439, where 439, I gave the overview of the whole framework. And then in every other episode, 441, 443, 445, I gave you step 1, 2, and 3 of that framework, going in depth into each of those phases. So episode 441, which was the first of the four parts of the framework, that is the creating of a clear vision and discovering your core values. Number two, part two of the framework is creating aligned goals, and then actually tracking those. And I have an amazing tracking spreadsheet that I shared in that episode. And actually, you can get access to that if you download the action plan from this episode as well. We'll have the link right in there. It's a gamified version of a goal setting worksheet. It's color coded. There's scores. There's tracks. It's really quite amazing. We put a lot of time and energy into this, and you're really going to like it. So that was episode 443, where we covered that. And that episode 445, so just two episodes ago, we talked about the environment of excellence. All right. So vision and values, number one. Number two is aligned goals. Number three is environment of excellence. What possibly could part four be? This is the glue. If you skip this part, this becomes just like every other time you've set goals in your life. This is what is missing whenever people set New Year's resolutions. The fourth and final piece of the puzzle that's going to help you get from where you're at, stuck, unfulfilled, unsatisfied, knowing that there's another gear inside of you, to the next level, your next level. The next piece for you is having a plan for follow through. You have to follow through. You've heard this before. You know this. You also know that this is the hardest thing. I spoke with one of my clients this morning. This guy's a total badass. Does very well in what he does financially. And he's also completed multiple Ironmans. I mean, this guy's just, he's a high performer in every sense of the word. And he's like, Jim, I need this. I need to follow through. I need accountability. I need a plan to make this work. Like, we walked through the whole framework. He's been in the program for the past couple of months. Now he knows it's time to execute on everything that we've built, everything that we've learned. And actually, he showed up on the call today and said, hey, Jim, I'm off the path. And that's what happens, right? Life will throw you curveballs. It threw him a curveball. He's dealing with an injury right now. He's actually a competitive athlete, still well past the age that most of us are competing as athletes. I mean, he still is. Like I said, he's a badass. And he's like, man, I need this. You know, I'm off the path, dealing with an injury. And this is how we keep him on the path, is we get him back on the path and continue to execute at a high level so he can crush it and achieve the vision that we set out to achieve with him a couple of months ago. And, you know, we all need this. We all need that. I don't care who you are. I do talk to a lot of people on these free clarity calls that are, you know, we're kind of talking about how we can implement this into your life. And a lot of people walk away from that call and go, yeah, I think I can do this on my own, or I don't want to spend the money on it, or what. Like, if you don't, then you're going to get more of the same. If you don't invest in yourself, if you don't take action, make a commitment, do the scary, hard thing, then you're going to continue to get the results that you're getting. And you might say, yeah, well, my results are pretty good. That's great. We're not about getting pretty good results. We're about getting amazing results, excellent results. Not leaving anything on the table. Just like when you're an athlete, you don't want to leave anything on the field, on the mat, on the court. You don't want to leave anything on the table here in life as well. And we're not just talking about your career and making tons of money. We're also talking about your health and well-being. We're talking about your relationships, most importantly. Not leaving anything on the table there, right? Not sacrificing one area of your life for the other. Not shortchanging one area of your life for the other. Follow through is the key. Now listen, when you were competing as an athlete, it was just built in. It's like baked into life at that point, right? Especially, you know, I was a Division I All-American wrestler, trained at the Olympic Training Center, competed overseas. Like when you're living that life, like follow through is just kind of built in, right? It does take some self-discipline to go beyond and do the extra, which is certainly required to succeed at the highest level. But really it's built in, right? You're following through because someone else is creating the schedule. Somebody else is creating the practice plan. You just show up for the competitions. You just show up for practice. You know, there's a bunch of other people around you doing the same thing. You might have scholarship money on the line like I did. And that just lends itself to follow through. Like you will do more in that environment just because of the natural, inherent, default infrastructure. Same thing in the military. Military guys get this. Athletes get this. We get out of that infrastructure. We get out of that environment. All of that dissolves. And you say, okay, I gotta be disciplined. I gotta suck it up and do it on my own. Nope, no you don't. I know David Goggins tells you that you have to do it all on your own. No, you don't. You have to have the self-discipline, but you also have to have the commitment to yourself. You got to bring the infrastructure into your life that's going to make all of this easier. You know, you're not going to pay someone to come and, hey, wake you up in the morning and make sure you get out of bed and do the workout. No one's going to be standing beside you slapping the food out of your hand whenever you're eating that piece of cake that you shouldn't be eating, or, you know, staying late in the office. No one's going to stand over there at your shoulder and yank you out of your chair and send you home to your family when you should, right? You do have to have that self-discipline that David Goggins talks about, but you also have to have all these other pieces in place, this infrastructure, so that you can follow through. Stephen Pressfield, who I've had on the podcast several times, talks about resistance. I call it friction. It's a little bit of a different concept, but very similar in the sense that it's hard to do this stuff, right? There's a mental toughness that it takes to overcome that resistance to not hitting the snooze button, the resistance to doing the thing that you know that you need to do, picking up the phone and making that sales call. Like there's got to be this internal drive, but if there's no purpose behind it, if you haven't connected the dots back to why am I doing this? Like what's the reason? What's the vision for my life? What are my core values? Then it's going to be way harder for you than it needs to be. This is, if you want to call it a shortcut, it's a shortcut. You got to do the work in order to create this shortcut. But this shortcut, bringing this infrastructure into your life will help you follow through, help you be consistent, right? Right now in your life, you know, you're like me, pulled in a million different directions. Family, I've got four kids. Work, I got a business, right? I could never turn off. If I wanted to, I could just work 24/7. Fitness and health. I want to be really fit. I want to keep six-pack abs and look good at the beach in the summer, right? I want to give back to charity. I want to be philanthropic. I want to, you know, I serve on two boards. One's a national organization, F3, the F3 Foundation. Like I've got extended family that have, you know, serious physical ailments that we're helping them manage through. Like there's so much pulling at you now, and it's pulling at me as well. How do you follow through? How do you execute on the things that you know you need to execute on when you have all of this pulling at you and you don't have that natural default infrastructure that you had when you were competing as an athlete? Well, you have to build it. You have to build the system. In the system, like I already covered, you know, at a high level here again, core values makes you more consistent because you have this compass, right? This vision. Whenever you have a target to aim at, when you have a vision and your core values, you have a target to aim at and you have a compass to guide you. Quick interruption. If you like what you're hearing here and you want to learn how you can implement this into your life, just go to jimharshawjr.com/apply to see how you can get a free one-on-one coaching session with me. That's jimharshawjr.com/apply. Now back to the show. Aligned goals is the second part. Because we are clear and we track those goals, you will be more consistent, you will be more focused, you will be more disciplined, you will follow through. Environment of excellence. because you are around other people and you have the right media pouring into your life and you're saying the right words and you have the right mindset, you are going to execute more consistently. You are going to follow through. This episode, this fourth and final piece of the puzzle, is about the tactics that you need to implement in order to follow through, to keep you on the path and to help you get back on the path whenever you fall off the path. Because here's the deal. We all want clarity. We all want consistency. We all want focus. We all want more time. So how do you do those? All right, I'm going to give you some tactics. Are you ready? One of the simplest things that we coach our clients to do is to set a calendar reminder for the first Monday of the month at 8 a.m. Set a reminder and make it recurring forever, for the rest of your life, right? And then what we do is we copy and paste the link. We use Google Sheets and we track our goals there. Copy and paste that link into that calendar invitation. Make sure that that calendar event is set to remind you via email, not just a notification, but via email, to send you an email once a month, 8 a.m., first Monday of the month. You get an email. There's a link. You click on the link. There's no friction to getting to your goals, right? To finding your goals, where they're at. You open that link. And if you're using the link that we provide, if you're using the tool, the worksheet that we provide, you'll see how you can score your goals for the prior month and then take action on the goals for the next month, setting the goals for the next month. Like, reducing the friction. That's one of the biggest things, is to just set that calendar invitation. Set that calendar event, and then you set it and forget it. Everything else becomes easier, right? Not easy, but easier. We're talking about reducing friction here, right? Another thing you got to do is the productive pause. You've heard me say this. If you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you know what this is. I'm going to say it again, because this is the single most important aspect of creating success in your life, of creating clarity and consistency and focus and balance. If you want those things, you can't just grind all day every day. You have to stop, evaluate, think, ask the right questions. You know, how do I win the day today? What's important now? When you ask these questions, you work on the right things. You don't just work. We can all be busy every day, checking emails, checking text messages, you know, sorting through paperwork, whatever it might be. Sure, you can be busy all day, but is that the strategic work that's going to get you from here to where you want to go? Or is that just the busy work that's going to keep you in the loop that you're in right now? Productive pause. Here's the definition: a short period of focused reflection around specific questions that leads to clarity of action and peace of mind. That's it. Clarity of action, peace of mind. You want it. I want it. We all want it. Are you willing to stop what you're doing and ask the questions so you can have that clarity of action, that peace of mind? That's what the whole program, this whole Reveal Your Path program we're talking about, that's what it's all based on. We're not telling people grind, wake up earlier, work harder. No. All that happens because of this work. We do this work, and that is just a natural outflow of the work that we do. It just happens. You want clarity? It takes a productive pause. You can ask yourself every morning, how do I win the day today? For me, I ask myself every day, how am I going to make today great? Simple as that. I write it down in my journal. It gives me that little bit of clarity of action that I need every morning. I also write down three things I'm grateful for, and I do three affirmations. Simple process, simple routine for me. Helps me enter the day with clarity, helps me be more consistent. Reduce friction. Find ways to reduce friction. This is another tactic for you. Find ways to reduce that friction. So for example, this is a sort of a classic example of lay your workout clothes out the night before. I sleep in mine. You know, I sleep in my workout clothes so I can roll out of bed and get right to work. I fill up a glass of water, put it on my kitchen counter right beside the coffee pot the night before. Yeah, is it very hard to fill up a glass of water? Nope. But I want to make sure and reduce the friction. I want to make sure that I drink that glass of water every day. First thing, before I do anything else, I drink a big glass of water. Hydrate myself, because we all wake up dehydrated every single day. That's an easy, easy hack right there if you want to get more hydrated and start your day right. Drink water, all right? Reduce the friction. Reduce the friction by setting that calendar event like I told you earlier. You want to be more consistent? You've got to connect your goals to your vision and your values. Right, connect your goals to your vision and your values. We talk about that in the Aligned Goals episode. That's episode number 443. And then in episode number 445, we talk about getting around the right people. This is another tactic for you. If you want to be more consistent, you want to follow through, you've got to get around the right people. It just makes it easier. I hang out with a bunch of dudes who, a couple weeks ago, 10 guys in my workout group ran ultra marathons. The bar has been raised. I ran 10 miles that weekend. I felt pretty good about myself. I went out and ran 10 miles. And at the same time, all these dudes are running like 30 plus miles. So I'm not the tough guy. Those guys are studs, right? And I'm hanging around them. They're setting the bar way higher than where I'm at right now. I'm in a mastermind group with all these amazing entrepreneurs. I'm the dumbest guy in the room. And it sets the bar high, right? Get around the right people. You want to be more focused? A couple other tactics for you. The Pomodoro technique. If you've ever heard of this Pomodoro technique, just Google it. We'll have a link in the action plan to a timer that you can use, Pomodoro technique timer. It's simply this. It's 25 minutes of focused time. No checking email, no checking text messages, no checking social media. We can all focus for 20 minutes or 25 minutes. If you can just you'll be so surprised at how much you get out of 25 minutes of focus. If you can just focus for 25 minutes, you will get so much done. This is a tactic for follow through. Here's another one, the Nicotra technique. I call it the Nicotra technique. If you've been listening to the podcast again for any length of time, you know about this technique. This is named after my late brother-in-law, taught it to me. Basically, you take the things that you want to get done on your to-do list today, you write them out on your piece of paper, on your notebook, put numbers beside them in order that you want to get them done, put your hand on it, close your eyes, and visualize yourself getting them done, moving quickly from task to task. Moving quickly from task to task. And then visualize yourself at the end of the day, looking down at your paper, all the lines are crossed. You have lines through every single one of your items, and you're stoked, right? Create that feeling now. This is part law of attraction, part visualization, mindset work, and it works. But it only works if you do it. Doesn't work if you don't do it. Doesn't work if you just hear it on a podcast and don't actually take action on it, which is where we come in, to be honest. Like, we're holding people accountable, getting them to execute on the things that they wouldn't execute on otherwise. All right. Last couple things here in terms of tactics for you to follow through. Big one here is the 80-20 rule. The 80-20 rule. You've heard of this before. This is, what are the 20% of tasks that give you 80% of your results? Who are the 20% of your customers that give you 80% of your income? What are 20% of the action items that you do that give you 80% of the results in your health and wellness or in your marriage or in any other area of your life, right? So that's the 80-20 rule. Now, if you listen to my episode with David Finkel back in episode number 233, now that's back in the success through failure days, back in the old days, as they say. I interviewed David Finkel. He's a business coach. Man, this guy's great. He was a world-class field hockey player, actually, as well. So great guy and really, really great business concepts there. But he takes the 80-20 rule to an exponential level. So 80-20, right? So 20%, what's the 20% that gives you 80% of your results? What if you did that again? What if you took that 20% and said, okay, what's the 20% of that that gives me 80% of the results? Now, if you do it again, if you take the 20% of that, right, 20% of the 20% of the 20%, that gives you 1%, that gives you 50% of the overall results, right? 20% of the 20% of the 20% is about 1%. That gives you about 50% of the results, right? Exponential thinking, really high level work. Again, this doesn't work if you don't sit down and actually write out how to do this. Now, we actually have a discovery exercise, a written worksheet that we have accessible for our clients to identify these tasks. And this is the kind of work that we do with our clients. We help them get this kind of clarity. Listen, if you have one single takeaway from this episode, it should be this. Tom Brady, LeBron James, you know, Bill Gates, you know, you name any high performer from any walk of life, Elon Musk, as controversial as he is, these world-class performers, they have an infrastructure. They have an infrastructure around them. They have clarity in terms of what they're after, what their vision is, what they value, and they have coaches. They have other people around them. What about you? What about you? Do you want to implement this into your life? Do you want to figure out how to actually get unstuck? I don't care what level you're at. Making $50,000 and you want to make $100,000, or if you're making $1 million and you want to make $10 million, it doesn't matter. This is the framework you need. No matter where you're starting from, we can get you to the next level. If you want to have that conversation, let's jump on a call. Go to jimharshawjr.com/call. I look forward to talking to you. Take action. Good luck.